Thank you, Mr. Moss. Happy Sabbath. Thank you. Happy Sabbath, everybody. I also would like to say hi to everybody that is on the webcast today. I want to start out today by asking you all a question. And that question I want to ask you today is, what are you going to do different this year? So let me repeat that. What are you going to do different this year? So most of us now have been back from the feast, back to work, back to school, probably for like a week or more. And hopefully you came back from the feast feeling a bit recharged. Hopefully you had some more hope in your lives. Hopefully you're more excited about God's plan, about God's word. And I think it is this type of excitement, that it's this type of hope that can really give us momentum to want to make changes in our life. It can supply us with inspiration that we don't always get all the time throughout the rest of the year. So with that in mind, what are you going to do different this year? I can think back to past feasts, you know, that I've been a part of. And when we go to the feast, we get such a small but amazing glimpse of what God's kingdom is going to be like. That feeling of being surrounded by like-minded people, by hearing God's messages every single day, by just getting away from our normal lives, getting away from our job or seeing the news or things like that, and just really putting all of our thoughts towards God, towards his son, towards his kingdom. It is such a blessing to be able to have that. It's something that not many people in this world get to experience throughout the year. And when I think back on some of those many feasts that I've attended in the past, I can think of times where, because of it being so awesome, I've been inspired and I've been encouraged. And I will say to myself, or I'll say to friends, he'd be like, you know what? I'm going to study more this year. Like, this is the year that I'm going to study more. Or I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to fast more this year. I say it every year. I'm going to fast more, but nope, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to fast, because I love the feeling of how I get close to God whenever I fast. But when I think back on how I've actually followed through with many of those times, it gets a little discouraging. You know, we know how it is. We come back from the feast. We kind of go back into our normal routines. Like I said, you go back to your work. You go back to your school. It's so easy to fall back into what we just do every day, you know, whatever that is. And we kind of get away from that idyllic environment that we're in the feast. And then those thoughts that we had, those inspirations that we had to want to improve our lives or want to get closer to God, they start to fade away a little bit, right? They start to fade away a tiny bit. They may not feel as possible, too, when we get back in our lives. Be like, you know what? This was nice during the feast, but now I'm at work and I don't have time to do all these things. And we can start to think that we actually can't follow through and do these things in our life. Well, folks, this is the year. This is the year that we change that cycle. This is the year that we stop telling ourselves that we can't do these things. So I want to ask you again, what are you going to do different this year? From a book I've been reading, and I know that this same sentiment is laid out in many other books, but a really good and healthy practice is to make one small change each day, to do one thing better than the thing, you know, than the day you did before. So it doesn't have to be anything big at all. I know that a couple of years ago, I remember Mr. Rangel gave a sermonette where he spoke on this a bit, talking about the book Atomic Habits. It talks about it in the book that I'm currently reading right now. And I know, like I said, it's in many other books. But just change one thing each day. Just do something just a little bit better. And when you do that, what it's going to do is it's going to start to snowball. It's going to start to help you to create those habits that are going to become big habits, and they're going to last for your entire lifetime. Now, in our own lives, I think it's easy for us to think what to do, right? Be like, all right, I need to put the dish in the dishwasher right away instead of just leaving it on my desk because that sounds nice because I don't want to walk downstairs. Or maybe we want to think, okay, I need to cut back on TV a little bit. Not entirely. I still like watching TV, but maybe cut back like on one show that I'm watching. And we can just as easily apply this into our spiritual lives. We can think about the things that we want to change in our lives. We are humans. We can always be growing. And God is out there and he wants to help us to grow and to overcome some of the faults that we have in our lives. There's many things that we need to overcome in our lives, and we just need to reach out to God. So I want to ask you again, what do you want to change this year? During the feast in Daytona, that's where my family and I went. We went to Daytona Beach, Florida. There was a question that was asked in one of the messages, and it kind of stuck with me, and it's something that I wrote down. that question that was asked is, do we have that true faith, and because of that true faith, that we expect to make it into God's kingdom? That is our expectation, that we are going to make it into God's kingdom. And when that was asked, I was like, that's a really good question. You know, there's times in my life that I do have that faith, that I'm like, you know what? God is ultimately powerful. He has all the power to help overcome my sins and to bring me into his family. But if I'm being honest, I know that there are times in my life when I am messing things up so bad, I start to wonder, I don't know exactly what is going to be happening. You know, am I going to be able to make it into God's kingdom? Is that something that's going to actually happen? But that is not what God wants us to think like. That is not what God has told us to do. And when I have those thoughts, if I really think about them, if I think about kind of what I'm saying, like in the subtext of it, I think I'm even starting to doubt the power of God, even if I'm not saying that out loud. But if I feel like I'm not going to make it into God's kingdom, I think I'm starting to doubt the power that he can, you know, work through me to bring me into his kingdom. And when I have those thoughts, I need to do something, right? I need to change my mindset. I need to change the way that I'm thinking about God, about his plan, and about myself in this life. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and open our Bibles. And we're going to turn to Romans chapter 12. So there in the New Testament, we're going to turn to Romans chapter 12. And we are going to look in verse 2. And this verse is really good, talking about changing our mindsets and how our mindsets should be. But verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I love this verse. I love this verse because it's a reminder to me of how when I look back on my life and the experiences that I've had, how my entire life has been transformed, the times when my mind, when I've allowed my mind to be transformed by God. And this is what God wants from us. God's way of thinking is so different from this world. And like I said, we get a glimpse of that during the feast, but then we get away from that a little bit, right? When we leave the feast, we kind of go back to the world, and it's easy to let that world inside of our minds. It's all too easy, and it's something I definitely know that I am guilty of. God wants us to change. God wants us to grow. God wants our mindset to change. He wants us to be transformed. He wants our mind to start thinking like him, to have his thoughts, to have the mind of God. So how are we going to do that? How are we going to do that this year? Ultimately, that transformation, we know it has to come from God. He is the one that has that power to do that. But what are we doing, though? What are we doing to help along that process? Are we doing what God is asking of us? We know so many things in the Bible that he tells us that we need to do. Are we following through with that? Has there been something on your mind for this past year or for many years that you have been wanting to change in your life? You know, I talked about I want to work on my faith because that kind of struck me when I heard that question. Be like, you know what, I don't always think that way. So that's something that I need to work on during this time, that I will definitely be in God's kingdom. What else do you want to change? What else have you been kind of worrying about or thinking about in your life that you want to start to put into practice and start to make that change inside of your life? You know what, let me give you an example. What if you have said many times, and I've heard this talking with other people, that you want to serve more in the community? You know what? Let's do it now. Like, let's stop making excuses. Let's stop waiting for somebody else to start it, and let's just go do it. Let's make a plan that we can go do that and start serving in the community. So what do you want to change this year? It doesn't have to be that. Have you told yourself that you want to study more? Have you, like, felt like you're lacking a little bit on your studying? Make a plan tonight to start doing that. And once again, you can start small. It doesn't have to be something that is a complete upheaval in your life, because usually actions like that or activities like that, lots of times you don't keep up with them because it's such a drastic change that you kind of go back from them and you don't stick with it. So if you already have a time that you study, add a couple more verses each day. It's going to start once again to snowball to get a little bit longer. And if you don't have a time set out right now that you study, now's the time. Now's the time to start doing it, and set a time that you're going to start studying a little bit each night. Last Passover, when we came to last Passover, did we wish that we were more prepared? They always tell us, or, you know, God tells us in the messages that we hear, tell us that we need to prepare. Do we wait till the last minute for that? We can start now. We can start preparing right now. We don't need to wait. We can start preparing right now for it. And that can be a type of change that you want to make when each year you come to it, be like, I did it again. I did not fully prepare like I thought that I should for this Passover. Is there something in your life that you've been wanting to overcome? Is there some sort of like habit or anything like that that you know is keeping you from fully, you know, investing your time into God's word and into his plan? Maybe a habit that you can cut back to help you to become a little bit closer to God. Let's use that excitement that we have right now, that we can still hold on to from the feast that we have come back with. Let's use that to encourage us and to get us ready to actually start to make changes this year in our lives. And let me ask, what if you didn't have a very spiritual feast? What if you went to the feast and you didn't really connect with the messages, or you felt like you were left out of events, you know, with other people? Well, we can make a change with that too. You know, every year people tell us like, I hope you had the best feast ever, or they said they had the best feast ever. But are we putting the effort into making that possible? Or are we just showing up and hoping that everybody else is going to do that for us? If you've noticed that's how your feasts have been, start right now. Start right now and think about a plan that you can do so that when we go to next feast, it absolutely 100% is going to be the best feast that you have ever had. And I know I'm throwing out like a lot of different ideas about things that we can change, and some of them are like pretty common and things we had talked about before. But this time we're in our life right here, this time when we have that close proximity to the feast, and like I said, it gives us that inspiration and that excitement. This is the time. This is absolutely the time in our lives when we can make that change. And I think we need to grab hold on that and to not let that get away. I think we need to really hold on to that positivity, towards that excitement, that inspiration, that hope that we get from God by attending the feast. And we need to make that grow, and we need to make that, or use that as fuel to help us to make the changes in our life that God wants us to make. So even though we're no longer at our condos, or, you know, wherever your housing, you stayed at your temporary housing, or maybe those boba teas that we bought every day we can't do right now because they're a little too expensive without our second tithe. Just saying, for example. Or maybe we miss the friends and the groups that we were a part of during that time, or we miss hearing the messages every single day, and we get a little sad because those things are gone. The reason we had those things is because of God. God isn't gone. God is absolutely here with us at all times. He is the one, the reason we stayed in those temporary dwellings. He is the one that we had that friend group. He is the one why we had those messages that gave us inspiration that we want to use right now as fuel to make changes in our life. And yes, he is the one that instructed us to say that second tithe so we can buy boba teas. So what are you going to change this year? Seriously, what are you going to change this year so that this next year is going to be the best year that you have ever had? What are we telling ourselves that is limiting us from doing that in our lives? Are you comparing yourself to other people? I know as a human, that is very easy for us to do. It's good at times to compare, but lots of times, I think it kind of makes us slink back and not want to actually, you know, get better in our lives because we're like, we're never going to reach the height that that person has. I want you to jot down a verse, Galatians 6, verse 4. Galatians 6, verse 4. I think this verse really talks well about that, of how we can compare ourselves, but instead we need to be concerned about what we are doing and how we need to grow within our lives. So what are you going to do to make a change in your life this year? What are you going to do to allow that to happen? What are you going to change in your life this year to make it even better? And once again, this is the time. This is the time that we have that fuel that we can build upon. We have fall weather here now in Ohio. I love it. I love that it's starting to feel cooler outside. I came home from the feast in Florida and I was like, oh, this feels so good. It felt so nice outside. But with that, winter is right around the corner. And if you think about it, this is a perfect time for us to start preparing. Just as the ground will start to prepare so that all the crops can come up in the springtime and be ready, we can do this exact thing right now. We can start to prepare, start to make the changes in our life so that when those spring holidays come up, we will have the best spring holiday season we've ever had in our entire lives. And it's going to be awesome. And it should be something that we are excited about and something that we are really encouraged to want to do. So this year, instead of feeling down that the feast is over, instead of just going back and doing our normal things in our life, just going back to playing games or watching TV, and I'm not saying we got to stop those. Those are good things in moderation. But let's go back. Let's use the feast. Let's use the messages that we received as inspiration for us to become closer to God, to get into his word, to dive deeper and become closer to him. Let's use that inspiration and make it burn even brighter throughout this year by the changes that we make inside of our lives. Let's make those changes in our lives. So brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you one more time. What do you want to do different this year?